We continue this year in Hithai Sharan, the wisdom of the Vedas of the wise sayings. We are now on Saif paragraph Lamed Hay 35. The Vedas all said this is in the form of a warning, a definite, clear warning by the Betazal, prognosticating, speaking of the future. So that will take place in the future, definitely. Betazal said this was said close to 200 years ago, that there will come a time when there will be a wave of apikursis. Apikursis means atheism. This tidal wave that will engulf the world, not a single area, but the entire world will be engulfed by this tidal wave of apikursis. This apikursis will spread so that, Rahman Usman, it will cover every place and it will attack every person. Not only that, but will attack and it will conquer nearly every person. Majority of people will be affected by this wave of apikursis. Now, when a person is given a test, whether it's a test on certain desires for evil or a test in faith, usually the test is given without forewarning. A person is given a test, there is placed in front of him something that is tempting, and he's tested to see if he could control himself, contain his desire. But if he's told in advance, we're not going to place a wallet that contains somebody else's money in front of you, test yourself and see if you can control yourself, of course, there's no trick there. It's simple. He knows in advance this is a test. He just doesn't touch it. Benedel says this case is different. This case, though, Benedel says, though I am telling you in advance, this is going to be a test of your faith, still, where it should be very simple to pass this test, when you know this test is coming, will be very, very difficult, because most people will fail this test. So the Vedas are referred, obviously, to our time. In our time, we see certain items that have come up where the majority of the world have failed a test, the beginning of a test of faith. This test, the Vedas said, will strike when he speaks about the flood. This flood, the same as in the time of Noah, the flood that covered the world. The Gemara says that it was one area that was not touched by the flood, that was not flooded, that is Eretz Yisrael, but there were drops of this flood that squirted into a land in Eretz Yisrael too. Interpreting that, Benedos means that this flood of apikursis will land in Eretz Yisrael, meaning the kosher hearts of good people, good Jews who have faith, they too will be affected. Well, in one item, we want to point out very strongly that each person should search himself honestly about this one item that obviously was referred to by the Benazon as one of the major tests of faith. To believe that Hashem created the world, naturally most people would admit to this, believing. But Agnosazal says the Yisai, the foundation of Emunah, is to believe in the age of the world. How old is the world? When we say world, we mean creation. Creation means the first or the beginning of any creation at all. First there was Hashem himself, then there was creation. Creation means heaven, the earth, the planets, and so forth. Now, when did this creation take place? Meaning that before that date, there was only Hashem himself, there was no heaven, no earth, no beings, no dinosaurs, nothing existed. Only Hashem himself. And that date was 5,736, close to 736 years ago. Which means that 5,736 full years ago, there was no earth, there were no planets, there were no stars, there were no heavens. That point is something which we find today, very sadly, even the learned people, even the learned Tamei Chachamim are affected by it. We find many people today who tried to reconcile with scientists, scientists who claim to have discovered fossils, rocks, ancient items, where they claim these are 1 million years old. They have proof it's 9 million years old, 9 billion years old, doesn't cost anything. They had zeros. Those zeros don't cost anything. So no matter what age they put to it, what proof they say, this is naturally false. But those who believe in that, Nosson says very clearly, this is the meaning of the word apikorsis, to believe that there were anything alive or otherwise before 5,736 years ago is clear apikorsis, nothing else but. Now this is something which most intelligent religious people will accept as fact. But do we know the Tanya says the world was created then? Fine, the scientists bring their false statements up, we reject them. Though, of course, again, there are people, you will find people who are learned and religious who do have doubts in their mind. There is a germ of doubt. This drop of bitter waters of the flood has been injected into them, has penetrated into their minds and their hearts, has given them this, planted this seed of doubt, this Suffolk, the gematria Amalek, the evil Amalek has penetrated in their hearts. This is one item, though, where many have succeeded to repel this. There's one other item where many more have fallen. We've seen Gedali Teda, who have succumbed and fallen to this case, this attack of apikorsis, because they claim, their claims, of course, again, they claim that the scientists, Chas Hashem, are right, which, of course, is a disgraceful statement to make when it goes against the Teda. Now, in the statement of the Teda, we say Teda, we mean the Gemara, the Zohar Kodesh, the Chazal, and that means basically, as we learned before many times, this means Hashem. The Teda means the word of Hashem. Hashem states that the earth is stationary. Hashem states that the planets, the sun and the moon, revolve around the earth. The earth is stationary, the sun and moon revolve around the earth. The sun is not stationary, the earth is. This is directly contrary to scientific books written about the solar system. And their so-called proof they bring to their statements, as is shown in Sheker, false statements, appear to be so real that many Na'aminim, many true believers, many Tamidei Chachamim, have actually fallen victim to these false statements. Let's at least clarify this point. A person must admit you cannot have doubts if the Gemara says so. If Rav Shimon Yochai Zal Zayde Kodesh says so. Again, you will find certain papers, certain Jewish periodicals, weeklies that will state the case of the scientists and will attempt to prove their being right and will attempt to distort the words of the Zayde Kodesh to try to twist those words to fit with the scientists rather than to accept them in truth. If a person sees that and will say, what proof do you have? No. After all, they are learned and they can twist these words to mean what the scientists say. And then we have the final proof, which we do not need, of course, but we have it. Final proof that later on, we come to the etzem, the peak, the origin of truth itself. Abinazal's words, to make certain, to make clear the fact that throughout all generations, according to the Gemara, the statement of the Gemara is that both the Chazal, the rabbis of the Gemara, and Lahavdil, the Greek philosophers, Nachshon, all agreed that the earth is stationary and the sun revolves around the earth. Anybody who says differently is lying about the Gemara itself, the Gemara Pesachim. However, more recently, a little 400 years ago, one individual, one scientist, his name is Yemach Shemai Copernicus, came up with this theory that the earth revolves around the sun, and all the other scientists and philosophers leaped upon the statement, accepted it. And this is what all present books of science state to this day. Because of this statement, it's been accepted so thoroughly that they seem to bring proof from the fact that the spaceships, rocket ships going to the so-called moon, other trips, that orbit the Earth seem to carry out this theory. It works out with their theory, and it seems to be proof to what they say. Abinazel says very clearly, if there's any doubts about interpreting the words of the Zohar Kodesh, the Gemara, these doubts are now dispelled. Abinazel, Abnasanzal mentions in the Kutei Halachos a number of times, besides in the other Sfarim, a number of times he mentions Copernicus Yimach Shmuel by name, states very emphatically his theory is 100% sheker, false, against the Tehillat Desha. That leaves no further doubt. You know positively that this theory is false. We knew it before, of course, but for those who need some further supplemental proof, knowledge, we have it now in these words, the Moses Albrecht, many others for them, to add to it. And it leaves us with the knowledge that the Rabbeinu Zal's test that he spoke about, the test in Emunah, refers especially to this one single item. And it's up to us to accept with firm faith, despite the statements by so many Jewish leaders, believers, to the contrary. We believe, we state the Munah Shlema, Benazal's words are Emes La'amitai, the words of the Tehillah, the words of Hashem are Emes La'amitai, the earth is stationary. The sun revolves around the earth. With this statement being made now, I will testify to having been called a fool many times in my little career. Many times I had to undergo a tremendous amount of criticism, and I could say violent battles over it. Baruch Hashem, we never surrendered to this apikorsus. To this day, of course, there are many who Baruch Hashem held out too. There's a long history about this singular topic, and Abinazel says the time will come when this will become a raging item where the vast majority will fall. I have personally seen, spoken to Gedolei Yisrael, B'nai Torah, giants in learning, who years ago believed with the same solid, firm belief in the words of the Torah. As time went by, they weakened and they eventually fell. Benedel says, is this strange that so many people should fall victim when they are warned about it? Not too strange, because Abinazel quotes the Nabi, Daniel, Prophet Daniel. We had a long discussion, series of shiurim on the Nabi, if you recall the end of the Nabi, the Sefer Daniel. Daniel speaks about the coming of Mashiach. He's the one Nabi who speaks about a vision and a nevuah about the time Mashiach's coming. And of course, you recall the figures that he gives, the dates that he gives, which are unclear, which are, I guess, that unclear. They are discussed in the Zohar Kodesh. We went through a lot of shiur on that. Interestingly, where it came out to the date of Abinazel's Hiskalus. But Daniel says, his words, he says that before Mashiach's coming, there'll come a time when the Jews will be put through the heat of the ovens, a hot oven, burnt and broiled and purified and whitened with the heat to cut out the psalus, the bad parts. And in this, the heat of this horrible era, many will fall victim to this wave of apikorsis, and the wise, the few who are wise, will understand. If Daniel gave this warning about a test that is coming up at the time of Shia's coming, why should it be a test anymore? People know Daniel said it. Fine, be alert, be on guard, and stand firm against any attack of apikorsis. Despite this, Abinazel says we find that people do fall, and therefore, in the case of Abinazel's warning, he said, no, I tell this, I predict this. Very clearly, people will not listen to this warning. They are going to fall into this wave of apikorsis. Why do I say this, then, if it will be of no avail? I say this for the sake of that small minority, the few who remain solid in faith. Let them at least enjoy the knowledge, ischaskus, the encouragement that this has been warned about in advance. This will encourage them and help them to remain true and loyal to their faith. Therefore, the Menel says, Ashrei to that person. That person will be among the very few who, at the time of this wave, at the time of this destruction, will remain pure and solid because he will come out shining.